Hi, everybody. My name's Skylar, and I'm a compulsive overeater. I came into OA April 1st, 2009. A bit of my story. Growing up for me, I came from a large family. My brother, my sister, my mom, my dad. We had foster kids in my family. We were kind of the big house, the big kids in the house, and the big, you know, people on the block. Like, there was a skinny family, there was the active family, and there was my family, and we were all very large. And for me, growing up, I knew that, and that was fine. There was no, that's just the way it was. I know that, you know, I remember when my parents would come home with food, and from grocery shopping, like, it was kind of, a bit of a scramble to get things, and I was one of those kids who was able to get food and hide food in my room and do all those kind of things, you know. As a kid as well, like, I remember stealing money to buy candy and all that kind of stuff. I came from an alcoholic family. My dad was a raging alcoholic. It was crazy. There was violence. There was fights. So it was really easy for me to isolate and not be. I knew in my life as a child, I did not want that. I didn't want his life. I didn't want that style. Like, and I was adamant that there was no way I was ever going to drink and I was ever going to use drugs. But I had my own thing building. Like, my own addiction was building. It wasn't until I was about 17, I was about 16, 17, and I had just started using drugs, and I started drinking, and I kind of got into that. And right when I started that, my dad overdosed and died. My family went into chaos. It was this whole thing. And I kind of took off from home, and, you know, I went from this really large kid, ostracized in school. I dropped out of school, and just because I was using drugs and I was drinking, I went, and I was all of a sudden, I'm skinny, and I'm like, I was being looked at. And I really, for me, it was this, I kind of had this relationship with, hey, this is working. This is something for me that I managed to switch it to this other thing. When I was in my early 20s, it didn't take me long to realize that, hey, this is not what I wanted. And I knew that. And I decided to enter a 12-step fellowship. And I went and I, you know, sat down and I took a chair and I did it. And I, you know, ended up getting a sponsor and I did the steps. And I built my relationship with my friends and my 12-step life. But with that, I would do things like, I would go and I would have this great relationship with my higher power and this great relationship with my, you know, my fellows in, you know, my other fellowship. And I would go home and all bets were off. I could easily just, like, you know, lose myself in food till all hours or whenever. And it was just, there was never, I didn't even connect it. Like, it was just, and so obviously for me, I just expanded and expanded and expanded to, you know, like, the point where I can't tie my shoes, and, you know, I just grew and grew. And that, you know, it was really, again, it was like, oh, you know, I got to do something. And the course of my life, like, the course of my, you know, I thought, oh, I have to do something. So there I was in a paying way, which is like, you know, going to some, like, you know, thing that I had to pay, and I, you know, do some diet club, and there I was, and, you know, I was really sticking to the program, and I was losing weight, and it worked for me for 3.5-4 months, and there I was. It was, again, you know, I was like, I left it, and I was one of those people, and I can show you photos of my life where it's just like, you know, and I was that. I accordioned my body like crazy. And, you know, for so long, and there was even a point when I was getting married, like, later in recovery, and I, you know, I hadn't found OA yet, and I was like, I need to do something real, and I was desperate, and I decided to get surgery, and I went and got a bunch of, you know, lipos done, and I really felt at that point I was looking good. And it's crazy, again, to look at my wedding photos going, holy crazy, like, I was, you know, I was very big, and yet I had this feeling that I was, you know, I was smaller than I was, you know, a month before. But, and I thought that for me that would be the catalyst, that would be something to bring me into this motion of, like, all I need is to do this and it'll kickstart my way into, you know, happiness and better eating, and it'll do work for me. And of course it didn't, you know, like, and that's the thing. And again, I would do my other 12-step. And then for some reason, I was sick of pain. I was sick of the whole thing. And I thought, okay, I heard of OA. And I thought, you know, it's free, I know that, I can, or, you know, it's, you know, 50 cents or whatever, I can go to an OA, and I thought I'd go to an OA meeting, and I thought, you know, in my head, I knew, I really had it in my head that it was going to be hokey, and I wouldn't fit in, and I would just go and get in and get out. And I went, and I sat in the back of a room, and I heard, like, people talking about freedom, and people talking about, you know, that just, like, the freedom and the obscenity, all the crazy, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is my life, and I belong here. And I stuck it out and stayed, and I'm like, I have to stick it out. I'm going to do this. And right away, you know, I knew this. Right away, day one, I got my little sheet that came around, and everybody put their name on it. And that night, I called somebody, and how'd you get my number? It was on that little package that went around, and I phoned people, and I really used those numbers. I knew from being in 12-step life, I have to do all the right, I know I have to do all these things. I phoned people, I got a sponsor right away, I got a food plan, I called it in, I got a food sponsor, I just went crazy and just went with it. And, you know, there was part of me that was really like, I was gung-ho and, you know, I was started shedding and life is good and I'm in the OA life and I'm really, you know, becoming this OA bit of a poster child and hey, happy OA-er. And a few, you know, probably about 6 months in, I went on vacation and, you know, and I'm feeling good and life is good. And on vacation, I was like, I'm on vacation and I'm not at home. And like, it just, I just had it in my head that I'm not there. And I just, who cares? Like, I kind of just went there. And I went out and I bought a bunch of like, just stuff that I shouldn't have bought. And I brought it back to my hotel room. And I looked at it and I was like, this is insane. What am I doing? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to stash this under the bed like I normally, I know how to do that. Stash this food under the bed. I'm going to go to an OA meeting in this town where I don't know anybody and I don't know anything. And I was really hoping that OA meeting wasn't going to be there, but I found a meeting. And I found a meeting in some, you know, church and there it was. And I sat down with a group of people. And I, there it was. It's like, I want this. I want the freedom of this, you know? And so for me, it was really meant, you know, it was meant for me to kind of get back into the fellowship really wholeheartedly. What was I missing? Why did I get there? And I thought, you know, the one thing for me that I really felt that was missing was my spiritual connection from me to the food. Like there was that, I had it with, you know, my other fellowship. I had this, you know, I've done the 12 steps and all that. How do I connect spirituality to what I'm eating, that hand to mouth? And I went home and I decided, okay, I have to do something here. And I decided I'm cleaning out my kitchen. I'm going to spiritualize my kitchen. I'm going to turn it into something for me that is connected with me and my higher power. I'm going to connect it somehow. I got on the internet and I was like, I know there's religions and Wiccans and all this stuff that have spirituality in their life and in their kitchen and their way they eat. I'm like, how do I do that? How do I add spirituality into what I'm doing on a daily basis with food in my kitchen and my life? And I really had to make a conscious effort to kind of sit down in my kitchen and meditate in the middle of my kitchen and clean out things. I got rid of paraphernalia. Ice cream scoopers, gone. This kind of stuff, gone. You know, I just had to get rid of stuff. I gave it a real good cleanse and I gave it, you know, I did it. For me, you know, like I just decided I need to smudge. I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to get things. I got little crystals. I got little bells. I got little stuff. And I decided that this is it for me. I need to do a little more connection from, it was that moment that I no longer wanted to turn that off, that ability to go from my, you know, I get in my door from my great fellowship, my great meeting, walk through the door, and I just didn't need to turn it off. Like, I needed to keep it going, keep that momentum going. And for me today, like I have like a beautiful relationship with my kitchen and the way I eat and the cleanliness of my food and all that kind of stuff. It matters to me today. And today, you know, like I do things like I have a, you know, a strong connection with my higher power and with food. I have a strong connection with my sponsees. We do steps regularly. And for me, it was a real big shift and a real big change to add that to my life. And every once in a while, I really need to, you know, bump it up. And I'm like, okay, my kitchen needs a full cleanse. I do a full cleanse. I dust off those crystals. I, you know, have my little statues. I my little icons. All my little things that I've decided to, you know, that work for me. I had things in my other fellowship that work for me, but I need things to work for me in this fellowship. I need things to work for me today, now, and get me through my day. And you know, like every once in a while, it's just a real good, you know, a real good reminder for me to really kind of go, hey, I need to do a really good cleanse. And it's amazing. Like today, I really do love OA, and I love what it's given me. You know, like there's been times even in, you know, the span of my fellowship that I've kind of neglected on going to meetings and things like that. And it's like, what do I have to do? It's like I have to reset this, and I have to restart this, and I have to reconnect. And I do that, you know, a lot. And I'm really happy today that I have that, and I have that ability to go from, you know, go from that where I was, and you know, like all the different things from like food plans and all those things, like the tools, and I absolutely, you know, I'm a firm believer in that stuff. Like, you know, I know that, you know, the other fellowship saved my life from one thing, and then how is this going to save my life from this thing? And it's crazy. Over the years, I've watched people come and go, and I've watched people, you know, all that kind of stuff happen. But what is it for me? It's really that I think the biggest thing for me is the spiritual connection and building that. And how do I do that? And how does that happen? It's, you know, it's one of those things I just had to consciously like figure it out for myself. Like, what is it? What is it? And how am I going to make that happen? And you know, I'm really grateful, you know, for this fellowship for giving me the idea to think about that, like to think about how am I going to connect it? Because that's it for me, you know. And today it's really, really simple to have like clean food and, an easy time in my kitchen and all that kind of stuff. Really simple because I just keep it, that, you know, that connection going. And that's, it's a beautiful thing. And thanks all for being here. I'm up from Vancouver, and thanks for having me come up. And I love OA, and I love this fellowship. Thanks.